Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Mike Daniels is our guest. He is the internationally recognized technology expert, board chairman of for dozens of companies over the years, and he is the chairman of the National Advisory Board of AEI, Global Internet Strategy Project. He's been a thought leader and an executive in this industry now for a long time, one of the pioneers of the Internet. Mike, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the Internet of Things. By the way, I need your website, Mike.
All of our policy stuff, technology stuff, is done through AEI.org in Washington, D.C., Jim, the American Enterprise Institute. Take a look for all our folks there.
So, folks, check that out, all the things that Mike and his people are doing. It's very important work they're doing. Mike, we're talking about the Internet of Things, and one of the things that I think for small businesses that they need to be thinking about is not so much, not just what it can do to help them in their operation, but to expect to see more of those elements in the things that they offer customers, whether it be conveniences for customers or whether it be in the products that they sell. They've got to start expecting more of that, and they've got to learn about it and be open to it. What do you think?
Yes, Jim, everybody who's listening today who runs a small or mid-sized business that listens to your show, and large businesses included, every business owner needs to know about this. You need to educate yourself. You need to go to local conferences or meetings. You need to talk to your chamber of commerce. You need to talk to your vendor and suppliers, because this is the way the world is going currently, and it's just going to increase in speed. And my message to all your listeners today is, as this continues on, your world is going to change and your business will continue to be impacted. And you need to take advantage of the changes underway and don't stand by idly, because you are going to get rolled over if you don't understand this and how your business can be helped by it. Because those who profit from this and understand it are going to make lots of money and their businesses are going to expand. Those who don't, they're going to get left behind, like every big technology change. That's what you got to do.
They're going to become irrelevant. They'll be roadkill. Do you think that the IoT, the Internet of Things proliferation, is going to explode over the next 5 years?
No question about it, Jim. I mean, what's amazing to me, being in the middle of the technology business, and all of our companies are involved in what we call IoT in some way, shape, or form today, is the unbelievable rapidity with which this is spreading. It's spreading to workplaces. It's spreading to your smartphone and its connectivity for you to do everything in one spot. It's spreading on factory floors, on and on and on, automobiles, the auto industry, you name it. It's already there. It's just going to speed up, Jim. Yeah, people need to understand this now.
Well, there's no question about it. And what's going to happen is one of the things I think they can do to help them to accomplish this is go to their industry trade groups, the industry conventions, wherever they are, the regional ones or the national ones or whatever. Go to those meetings and spend time with the vendors. I mean, the vendors are going to be showing you what's coming at you, regardless of whether you're selling clothes or appliances. What do you think?
You need to do all of those things, Jim, because what you're going to find is there are more and more of your vendors and suppliers who are involved in this. They're going to offer services. They're going to show you how to connect, how to sell things in this Internet of Things business. And again, you have to do this. It's not like, well, maybe I should go and see this at the show or deal with my trade associations or industry organizations. You have to do this. I'd say you need to do it in the next 6 to 12 months, because this thing is gaining speed like few things I've seen in the technology industry. every one of these things because
Moore's law is almost the essence of Moore's law. I mean, you can put 53 billion circuits on a printed board circuit now. I mean, when you can do that, when they can put a computer in your blood vein, in your blood system almost now, I mean, these are things. I love the commercial, Mike, where the guy was driving down the road in a semi truck, and a guy pulled up in front of him, stopped him, and he got out of the car, and he asked the truck driver. He said to the truck driver, "You're lost." And the truck driver said, "How did you know?" He said, "The boxes told us."
That's exactly right, Jim. I mean, let me give you three quick examples. Companies that we have built, that I have been involved in, have done things like this for many years, and now it's just gaining traction. We were implanting sensors on North Sea oil rigs 20 years ago that would take a look at every piece of equipment on that oil rig, would predict when it would break down so they could have a part ready out in the middle of the North Sea in one of the most terrible climatic conditions on Earth. That was one thing. Number two, we have worked on embedding sensors into containerized freight in another company for 15 or 20 years, which tracks the temperature, the climatic conditions, where this box is located. So if somebody tried to take that box elsewhere, we would automatically know where it was to track it. Mm-hmm. A third example would be currently one of the companies I'm involved in is putting major sensor systems into factories and factory floors that tell you everything that's going on and what you need to do next.
Mike, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We come back. I want to talk about the security of IoT after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.